Hallelujah, we give you praise and we give you all the glory because you deserve it. Hallelujah, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We lift your name on high, O God, because you are the air we breathe. You are our everything. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. I want to give honor to God most of all, and then to our bishop and first lady, in honor of them giving me the opportunity to minister before you, and to all of our leaders in the kingdom of God. Just please stand as we go to the scripture for this morning. It will be on your screen. If you please turn to it, Luke, the 8th chapter. Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 22 through 25. When you read it, please say amen. If you don't have your Bible, it's also going to be on the screen. I will try not to be long this morning, but I'm just going to give you what the Lord gave me to give to you, if you don't mind. Now we're at the 22nd verse of the Luke, the 8th chapter. Read from the King James Version. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciple. This is talking about Jesus. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, verse 23, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. 24. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the rage of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Last verse, 25th verse. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Let me read it again. And he said unto them, where is your faith? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obeyed. You may be seated. Hallelujah. And if I had a subject this morning, you could write this down: going through the storm and coming out victorious. Going through the storm and coming out victorious. While you and I oftentimes preparing and purposing in our heart to serve God and committing ourselves to Christ, doing everything we have been called to do and fulfilling our purpose, we will encounter storms and storm. Some will be wild storm, and some will be mild, and some will be difficult, and some will be calm in some aspects. The life that we live on earth is full of trouble. Have you ever gone through a storm, and as you are coming out of a storm, another storm comes? As you get out of this situation, then comes another situation. Have you ever keep going in a circle, and it seemed like all you are going through is storms of life? Are you being attacked by Satan in your mind to the point that you feel like giving up? You feel like turning back because you did not know that the cost of salvation will have type of weight on your life. After you have given up all you have given up, the enemy is trying to cause you to give up and let go. And oftentimes when we are in a storm, we are asking God, why me? But why not you? He said, I gave you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And one thing that you will understand and learn is that whatever storm you are in or whatever storm you are going to go through, God has already equipped you with the tools. Because you already got the victory, you've just got to hold on to the unchanging hands of God. You just got to trust God through the process. You just got to keep your faith in Christ. Because everyone will experience storm. If you are going to live for Christ, I guarantee you, I can put money on it, that you're going to experience some things in your life. If you are not trusting God, you will lose faith. We often ask God, why me? When is my storm going to end? When is it going to turn around for me? Everybody else is being blessed. Everybody else is going through with no problem. But no, we are going through, but you don't understand that we trust in him to know that the process is that he's going to bring us out. You have an assurance. He said, victory is yours. Victory is yours. Psalms 34 and 19 says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. Not some, all, not a little bit, all coming out with the victory. What are some storms in our lives? Some storms in our lives are illnesses, sudden or even prolonged or even immediate. Some storm or rejection, divorce, separation, abandonment. Some storms are criticism. Some storms are emotional trauma, hatred, envy, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, forgiveness. Some storm are physical storms in our life. The loss of a home, the loss of a job, the loss of losing money, the loss of losing security. Some of the storms are dealing with generational curses. Some storms are abuse and physical, emotional, and psychological abuse. Some of the storms are accidents, and or some are even prolonged issues that causes us to be crippled in our spirits. Some storms are also death, traumatic experiences that we experience with our loved ones and our family and even our others. But you must understand that the storms, if you are not, the storms in our lives come to shake the foundation of us standing on the solid rock. That's why you've got to have your life anchored in Jesus Christ. You won't be drift away. Many of us are drifting away because we are not anchored in Jesus. We are not solid in Jesus. We are not rooted in Jesus. We are not grounded in Jesus. And when you build your house on sinking sand, you will surely be washed away. You've got to stand on the solid rock. Christ, I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. You got to put your trust in God, because when you go through a storm, the enemy's job is to cause you to let go of God. It's to cause you to walk away from God. Some of you will really be honest. If it was not for God, you would have gone crazy. If it was not for God, you would have went through a depression. If it was not for God, would have been in the mental institution. If it was not for God, where would you be? Where would you be if it was not for God when you are going through your storm? Because you know your help coming from the Lord. Your help doesn't come from man. Your help doesn't come from your job. Your help doesn't come from your husband. Your help doesn't come from your sword, but it comes from God. Storms of life are raging even right now in your life. And you don't know how to calm the storm. How to calm the storm is to trust in God. It's to believe in the only true and living God. And to understand that storms come in into your life to be a building block for the next storm. Thessalonians 3 and 3 and 4 says, and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you are going to go through. But you know that we are destined for such trouble. Even while we were with you, we warned you that trouble would soon come. And they did come, as you will know. Here is a statement that is a little hard for Christians to understand. Oftentimes we think that getting saved, that all our problems, all our issues will just vanish away. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, like the women of God spoke about on last Sunday, you've got to put on the full armor of God. You've got to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You've got to be able to withstand. After all you have gone through, you've just got to stand and see the salvation of your God. And sometimes the battle or the storm is not really for you. It's for the people that you're going to come in contact with, for you to lay hands and deliver them, for you to add in their life. It's not always about you. Sometimes it's for the people that's your family. It's for those generations after you that you got to speak life into. It is difficult for Christians to understand that we are going to experience storms. We are going to experience tribulation. We are going to experience affliction. We are going to experience things like we have never before. But the Bible said, he that endureth to the end, he shall have everlasting life. If you endure, if you hold on, if you pursue God, if you trust God, if you rely on God, not your flesh, not your circumstances, but rely on God. Too many of us are depending on others. Too many of us are depending on our families, our friends, or whoever else that we try to depend on. Put your trust in God, and won't he work it out? These affliction that is pressed and tension and situations and storm comes to make us. We know that we are going to go through storms and they are temporary, but we cannot escape them. We are going to have trouble down on earth. The word of God makes it very clear. Paul translates to stand for the Lord in the midst of affliction. Whatever your storm is, you've got to stand. It is very easy in life, for life's problems and circumstances, to cause us to feel hopelessness, to feel like no one else is there, to feel like it comes to sometimes suck the very life out of you. Sometimes you don't even understand how you are going to make it. But if you put your trust in God, you've got to remember that he says, the trying of your faith, work it patient, patient experience, experience hope, and hope make it not ashamed. You've got to trust God. James 1 and 2 said, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation. You have the victory. We have overcome because of the blood of the Lamb. We are not just conquerors, but more than a conqueror. Amen. Through Christ Jesus, we are just not a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. And that's what we are not understanding. We are more than a conqueror. You have already won the battle, but the enemy's job is to distract you and to tell you that you can't make it. If God didn't, God place it in your life, that storm, because he knows you can handle it. He will never bring you to a place where he doesn't provide and guide you through. Each and every one of us are built for what we are in right now. Some of us are in the storm. Some of us are going through the storm. Some of us are about to come out of the storm. But you got to know where you are and where you stand. It is so pivotal that we have to trust God through everything we go through. John 16 and 33 also says, the Lord Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. He is forewarning us about some stuff that is going to come. Some tribulation, some affliction, some storms, some difficult issues, some weathery circumstances that we've got to be able to have peace in. The peace of God that surpasses all our understanding. And in the world ye shall have tribulation. This is Jesus speaking from the John 16, 33. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And he says, greater things that I have done will you also do. He said, I've given you the power to speak to the storm, to say, peace, be still. He's given you the authority to speak to the circumstances and say, door, be open. Window, be closed. Shut up, devil. He gave you power. But are we exercising the authority that God has given us? We've got to use the tools and the weapons of our warfare to pull down the kingdom of darkness. We will all have tribulations and storms. There is no way around it. There's no way we can avoid it. When you're in the world, you don't have help. But when you're in the kingdom of God, you got a mass army fighting for you. You've got angels that you can dispatch that can say, I send you there to cover my house. I send you here to cover my job. I send you there to do this. You've got power to speak life into the atmosphere. Yet the Lord himself tells us that be of good cheer. Even in the midst of trouble, the storm takes many different forms. It affects our lives in many different ways. But all storms contain some solid enemy, some same common elements. They usually come to rather suddenly. They take up by surprise. They tend to fill our hearts with fear at times. They test our faith. It causes us to cry out to the Lord, our Savior God, for help. These things can also hinder our relationship with God. They can cause us to take attention onto the things that has caused us to be in the predicament where we are, to focus on it, and to lose focus off of Christ. That's why he said, set your affection on things up above, not on the things on the earth. He wants nothing more than to keep us focused on him and for our will to be played out in our lives. He wants us to trust him. 1 Peter 1 and 7 says that the trying of your faith being more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. There are many examples in the Word of God of men and women of God who have been through situation, been through trial, been through circumstance, been through issues, and still came out with the victory. Example, Hannah prayed many years, couldn't have a child, prayed and prayed and prayed until God blessed her with Samuel. Daniel prayed for about 21 days until the answer to his prayer came to pass. The Apostle Paul was shipwrecked, been through so many issues and circumstances, but still he yet kept his faith and trust in God. Jesus gave us the ultimate tribulation that he stood on the cross and his blood was sacrificed for each and every one of us. He went through the ultimate experience and he showed us that we will have the victory. We will come out with the victory. We will stand victorious. The storm of life are building blocks of faith. Because if you pass this test of this storm, it builds you for the next storm. If you pass that one, it helps build you up for the next storm. That's how you become a man or woman of God that have great faith. You need to have more than a mustard seed after you have matured in God, after you have been through some stuff, you should be able to pray demons out of your own house. You don't need the pastor. All you need is your faith to increase. That's why you go through storms. That's when the storms of life are raging, when you can't reach the ministers, when you can't reach the pastor, you can call on Jehovah. You can test for yourself. Because when you go through, God builds you up. When you go through, God picks you up and give you the power to deal with every circumstance. That's why you've got to pass the test. You've got to overcome that storm. You got to move to the next storm. Because there's blessings in the storm. There's deliverance in the storm. There's restoration in the storm. There's peace in the storm. There's healing in the storm. There's deliverance in the storm. There's financial breakthrough in the storm. There's open door in the storm. Storms of our lives come to build us up, come to strengthen us. And sometimes it sharpens our spiritual eyes to be open. Because sometimes we become lazy Christian. Let's be real. When you first got saved, nobody couldn't outpray you. Nobody couldn't outstudy the word like you. But in the middle of sometimes we get, and I'm also guilty of that, I become so complacent. We become comfortable that we forget our first work. And so sometimes God got to bring a storm in your life to get you back on your knees, to get your prayer life back on track, to get your worship back together, to get your hands lifted up. You become so deep because he done blessed you so many. Now you think that you got it all, but you don't have it all. Come on in here. How many of us are guilty of that? That sometimes he's got to push us. He's got to push us. Some storms come to push you to your next destination, to your next level, to your next elevation. The higher you go, the more devils you deal with. But don't be afraid, you already won the battle. You done already got the victory. You ain't gotta worry about who's jealous of you. You ain't gotta worry about who don't like you, because nobody been through the hell you've been through to get to where you are, the stuff you've been through. Don't apologize when God is blessing you. Don't apologize for when God is elevating you. Don't apologize when God calls you to walk in doors that you haven't earned, but because of favor. Because favor ain't fair. Because you've been through and you stood the weight. When the winds came, you stood the storm. You didn't fall down. You may have moved to this side. And then you said, block that, Holy Ghost. Block this, Holy Spirit. Strengthen me, Holy Ghost. Every storm that came, it may seem like you're going to go down, but you came back up with power and greater authority. You didn't fall. Because you were rooted in God. You were grounded in God. You were planted in God. You kept your first work. You stood in the midst of the dirt that God cemented you in. The storms came. The winds blow. But you were still standing. Still standing. People died after the same storm you've been through. People didn't make it. But you're still standing. You're still here. You're still walking. You're still talking. You're still healed. You're still delivered. You're still set free. You're still transformed. You didn't fall down. You didn't give up. You didn't walk away. You hold the faith. It was difficult. It was a heavy storm. The storm came. It was like such a burden on you that only God could have made it possible for you to come out. Only God did what he did for you. The storms of life. We're still talking about storms. Coming out with the victory. Coming out with the victory. Isaiah 43 and 131 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You got to wait on him. You got to wait on him. If he don't tell you to move, don't move. If he tells you to stand still, stand still. If he tells you to run, run. If he tells you to fly in the eagle spirit, do that. Don't move when your blessing is just around the corner. Don't move and lose your place. There's some things that the storm comes in our life to do. Write this down. I'm going to give you several things, and then I'm almost closing. To make you know your weakness and your strength. Because the woman of God talked on last week about the armor of God, and one of the things that the saints have not put on, we are not properly dressed for the kingdom of God. We are not properly equipped in the kingdom of God. That's why we have so many issues in the church, because there's an opening in your armor on your side. You don't have the breastplate of righteousness on. You don't have the girdle of truth on. You don't have the preparation of feet on of the gospel of the word of God. You don't use the sword. So how can you be prepared for battle when you don't have your armor on? God wants us to be prepared for the enemy's attack. And when you are not prepared, you lose your footing. So when you have the full armor of God on, God will cover you in your strength and your weakness. He will guide you and order your steps. If you acknowledge him in all of your ways, he said, I will direct your path. Isn't that what the word says? Too many of us have too many openings in our armor. We need to tighten up our armor. Tighten up our armor. We need to close up the gaps in our armor. Because we have to live this life like it's our last. So he comes to show us our strength and our weaknesses so we can mature in the area that prepares us for discipleship. Being able to pick up our cross every single day and follow Christ. Trying to get our faith to increase. Also, we, through this storm, many of us, God is trying to spiritually mature us, because it's time out for milk and it's time for steaks and ham and all the other extra stuff. We need lobster as saints. Too many leaders are feeding us at the ground level. It's time for us to mature in the things of God. You should already know how to pray. You should know how to already fast. You should already know that when the enemy come against you, what you need to pray, fast, and seek God. You shouldn't be calling me. What are you calling me for? I can't help you. I can pray with you. I can touch and agree with you. But also, if your faith is not up to par, what's the point of you calling me? Because Jesus said, according to your faith, you be healed. Not according to Brother Ricardo, not according to the bishop, not according to the minister's faith. According to your faith, you be healed. You be delivered. You be set free. You be transformed. Doors be open for you. It is according to your faith. And that's what Jesus said to the people when he was laying hands on the sick. He said, according to your faith, you be healed. And they said, okay, master, I receive it. And they received. And they were healed, they were delivered, and they were set free. It's the same way with us. God is using the same principle. It is according to your faith. Number two, the storms build our character and our faith. To make you into a vessel of honor, a meat for the master's use, to bring you to discover purpose and to fulfill purpose. And to live a purpose-driven life, which abundance and the dominion and the authority of the Holy Ghost leading you and guiding you. character. Don't let your character bring you where the anointing can't keep you. There's too many people are gifted and so-called anointed. You hear that? Said so-called. But your character, your speech, your conduct, your behavior shows that you're a devil and you're a liar. And the truth ain't even in you. Too many people that claim to be Christians and nothing about you say you are a Christian. Nothing about your ways, nothing about your action, nothing about your deeds says that you're a Christian. Everything points that you are a devil. The storm comes to pick you up and to cause you to repent and to get your life together. There's too many of us claiming to be Christians and not fulfilling the purpose of God. The next thing that it comes to do is to bring a deeper relationship with Christ to help us to get connected and stay connected. You heard what I said? Stay connected to God and to keep who God wants to keep into the service. And this is done through prayer, fasting, reading, and studying the Word of God. God wants us to trust Him, not in some things, but in all things. God wants us to totally rely on Him in every aspect and every year of our life. If He never brings you in and bring you through these storms, you will never have a testimony. Without a test, there's no testimony. And He will also let you know in your relationship, for all those that claim to have the gift of prophecy, God always speak to you first before you speak to anybody else. So don't come to me after you ain't get yourself right. Let's be real. We got too many prophet liars on TV telling people all this stuff, but you ain't cleaning out your own closet. The Bible says, after your obedience have been dealt with, check yourself first. God gonna speak to you about your life. If you got the Holy Ghost will check you and say, you need to go and apologize. You need to get your life right. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can do whatever you want. But when you have the Holy Ghost, He'll tell you, He'll tap on your shoulder. Hello? That is not of me. Now go and repent. Go and apologize. The Holy Ghost will speak, and you won't be able to sleep because it has happened to me. And how many of us had it happen to? Well, you can't even sleep when the Holy Ghost touch you and tell you, no, you ain't, you're going to get this right. Get up. Get out your bed. Pray. Because you don't know when your time comes. Third. Fourth, the last thing that it comes to do, we are to put on the armor of God and to keep prepared for battle. We are to use the weapons that Christ has given us to destroy the kingdom of Satan as we go through the storms, as we maintain our Christian spiritual relationship with Christ. One thing that I have discovered, being a Christian and a follower of Jesus Christ and a disciple, does not exempt us of trials of our lives. Storm comes, but they have an end. We will go through the storm and come out the storm. Isaiah 43:2 said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And He also said, I will be with you even until the end of the world. You cannot be defeated unless you give up. You are guaranteed victory. But we must stay in the battle to achieve the victory. Amen. Let us all stand.